beautiful. Far heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self? Yeah, country loved.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly. This is America's Heroes Group, radio talk show which has transcended race, creed, and color through engaging, connecting, empowering, and transforming veterans, armed forces, and their family members by being the synergistic hub to veterans' affairs, information, resources, and referrals. America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by attorney Steve Seidman and Seidman, Margulis & Fairman, LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll-free number is 888-837-3275, Office 312-781-1977. America's Heroes Group, she serves, she matters, partner and sponsor, the National Women's Veterans United, NWVU, 8620 South Pulaski, the lower level, Chicago, Illinois, 60652, the office number, 872-731-2150, website, www.nwvu.org, and America's Heroes Group is sponsored, proudly sponsored by Pearl's Down Home Cooking. Let me tell you, okay, Southern cooking. My guest is laughing. Three. That's at 3901 South Michigan, Chicago, Illinois, 872-275-5852. Got to say this. Listen, across the nation, this Veterans Day, we honor the service, sacrifice, and commitment of those men and women who have worn the cloth of this great nation. If you believe, as I do, that there is a desire in every human heart to live in freedom, then this day is a special day, November 11th, 2019, and it certainly is. I have done things that haunt me at night so you can sleep in peace. This is something that daily 400,000 U.S. homeless veterans, men and women, some with their children, 20 commit suicide, PTSD, every day, men and women. I've been away from my family a long time so yours can be safe. I have sacrificed a lot in my life so that you may live free. I have done these things because I have sworn an oath to my country, and I will live by this oath until the day I die because I am and always will be a U.S. veteran. That means so much. And the person we have in our studio today could not be any better a person to talk about this. We're always happy to see him, and then, of course, sometimes we're not so happy to see him. And this is one of these times when I think that I'm not sure how I feel. He is Mark McGill, who is, of course, the director of Jesse Brown VA. Oh, how are you?
I'm great, Cliff. Happy Veterans Day to you.
And you too.
And you too. All our other heroes.
Yep, absolutely. And you're a big hero because, you know, our whole idea, as you well know, as many times as you have been on, is to utilize the VA that we do and to get the information that you have just given us over the years. Which is, you know, just a great, great thing. Just a great thing. Want to mention this before we go on with, I have a problem even saying guest. I'm the host, as you know. Executive producer is Glenda Smith. Our digital media producer is Manny Corazzari. We're pleased to have them, as always. The discussion is this. You've heard him many times right here, Mark McGill, as the director of the Jesse Brown VA. But this time, He is retiring. You see? Veterans Day, Director McGill's retirement, and this is the last America's Heroes Group show as director of Jesse Brown VA Programs and Services. Now, you notice what we said. The last program as director.
Oh, that's right. I'd love to come back.
Well, you know you're going to be invited. Talk to us.
Well, I tell you what, this is so bittersweet. I've been serving veterans for 36 years, and I know every November 11th, we hold that sacred and we honor our veterans. But what I hope everyone knows is, and you mentioned freedom. It's mm-hmm. all about freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It's in this great country, we can go where we want, when we want. We can eat where we want. We can go to school where we want. We can choose where we want to work. And we thank our veterans and their sacrifices for that freedom. So every day we should honor those veterans. And so, you know, coming back to my 36 years, it has gone quickly, and it has always been a privilege to serve our veterans.
And you have done such a tremendous job doing it.
Well, that's because have great team over there at Jesse mm-hmm. Brown and great mm-hmm. partners like you, mm-hmm. and it's just made that easy.
Yeah, well, we've been over, as you know, because they're great.
Yes, sir.
Now, I got to say this to our listeners. Mark showed me a picture of his family. They're happy. Quickly tell us about your family. I just thought that was wonderful.
Well, I have a daughter mm-hmm. That is downstate and near Champaign, Urbana, and actually mm-hmm. that's where we're going to relocate, building a house. In fact, Cliff, I bought a tractor. So,
wow.
We have five acres down there. Ooh, so,
okay.
But no.
This is not retirement.
No. I tell you what, between woodworking and of course, you know, I play the violin.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take the Harley out to Colorado. So that's one of the bucket list things. And so we're going to keep busy.
I know
you're
going
to keep busy. And my wife, I tell you what, she's just so happy.
That's great.
And you saw the smile.
I did. Smiling. Everybody's smiling. Yeah. No, I just think it's great. Is there anything, Mark McGill, that you really want to do, wanted to do that you haven't done?
Absolutely. I think that, and something that we started, Cliff, you know, it's been, almost 3 years ago, it's getting out the word about the help that our veterans, not just in the Chicagoland, and not just veterans that go to Jesse Brown, but any VA, all the programs that are so unique to caring for veterans that a lot of people don't know about and might not think that they're eligible for. How do we get that word out? How do we help those veterans and make a difference in their lives? So that's what I want to do, and that's what I'm going to definitely continue to do, even in my retirement.
That I'm very happy to hear. How are you going to do that?
Well, for one thing, I will take you up on your offer to come back and be on the show. I'd love to.
You'll get that.
Love to do that.
You'll get that. That's
and again, I plan to stay very in tune with veterans' issues. And, you know, hopefully during the last 36 years, I've learned a little bit about the services and programs. And I'll tell you what, believe it or not, I'm a shy person. But I will go up, and if I see a veteran or I overhear a veteran out, I'll tell them about the VA, and I'll tell them about
great.
Services. And
I believe you do. Yeah. I have no question that you do that. I just think that's great that you continue to do that. Our number is 312-374-8130, 312-374-8130. We have a caller. Let's go to Claude. Hey, Claude.
Hi, Cliff.
How you doing, Claude?
Pretty good.
Good.
We'd both be remiss if we did not mention Eugene Bullard. I know we talked about him, born 1895, October, passed away in 1961. He was the first African-American, well, he was the first African-American or melanated fighter pilot in the world. He was barred from serving this country because of his color, mm-hmm. served in France, won France's two highest awards, comparable to the Congressional Medal of Honor and the Distinguished Service Cross. He won the Croix de Guerre and the Legion of Merit. Just an outstanding man, even fought with the French Foreign Legion. He served in the First World War and the Second World War.
Wow.
He was quite the hero.
He certainly
was. We don't hear enough about him.
Yeah. No, I agree with that, Claude, that when people who have done those sort of things, they really need to be recognized, and I certainly...
Yes, they do.
Yeah, absolutely. I certainly appreciate your calling in and saying that. All right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Claude. That's true. We need the history. You know, one of the things they're talking about today, but that's nothing as far as time. Mr. Gorbachev tore down that wall, you know. I mean, that's a good thing, obviously, but that's only 30 years ago. What Claude is talking about, there's a whole lot of heroes that a lot of folks don't know much about. And you over at the VA have helped, because I've been to programs over there that you've had.
Well,
strictly for history.
Even our namesake, Jesse Brown, the Honorable Jesse Brown,
right.
Is a Marine, combat Marine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of folks, you know, have heard the name, but he was the first African-American Secretary of Veteran Affairs and has always been a advocate of veterans. And he's passed, but every year at Jesse Brown, we have a Spirit of Jesse Brown Day. And that's to commemorate his legacy because of his leadership and the impact that he made for veterans.
You know, Mark, that's why we just love having. I'm sure a lot of people don't even know Jesse Brown's black.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And yeah. Not only his family comes, and I tell you, this is a big deal every year. His mother is alive, and I tell you, God bless her. She's a good person.
His mom,
good person.
Okay, that's great. That's wonderful. He was in what service?
He's a Marine.
That's what
Combat
I thought.
Marine.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Served 6 years, and a lot of what his leadership was all about, he learned as a Marine.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah, well, I'm glad that Claude called in, because a lot of folks don't even think about the history, you know what I mean? But, of course, by our having you on and coming over as to the VA as we have, you know, the programs you have over there are just great. And that's one thing I think that people really need, and you're going to be coming in anyway, but folks really need to know exactly what. They don't have to go over there because they have a problem. They can go over there because they can get a lot of history, like going to school.
Absolutely. And what we find, it's a community.
Mm-hmm.
We have folks that come over every day, and they like to be around other veterans, and they like to be around people that care for veterans. And so you're absolutely right, Cliff.
I have a note on my screen. The caller just wanted to say this, evidently didn't want to come on. Says that Jesse Brown went to Hyde Park High School. Somebody called in
that's
and said
correct.
That. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that is correct. Yes. Okay, you do know that. Okay. With the Hyde Park. Okay. Oh, my goodness. That's great. Well, we have, you know what kind of listeners we have. So you knew that anyway. Of course you would. So thank you to the caller to let people know that he did go to Hyde Park.
No, I had the privilege of meeting him a couple of times.
Oh, you did? Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
And just, you know, I told you before, just very humbled that, you know, I got to be the director of the facility that he was named after.
You know, we've had this discussion before. Normally, Mark, is privately, in other words. But, you know, and I should get over this, you know. I'm Army.
Now, we're not going to tell Hughes Turner that, right?
Oh, did you get much of that at the various services?
I mean, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I know.
Not just the branch of service, but the period of service.
Oh, yeah.
And then what's interesting at Jesse Brown is if you think about this. So we have five generations of veterans and, you know, come from different branches, served in different periods of service. But then we have five generations of employees serving those five generations of veterans. And so it's never a dull moment, never a dull moment, but it's fun. And
yeah, I know it is.
Think
yeah.
you see that. Yeah. And, you know, the spirit of Jesse Brown, I come back to that. I just love walking down the halls there. And it's the largest VA that I have been to where it seems like it's the smallest one.
That's great.
It just has that community feel to it.
Yeah. The times I've been there, it's just great.
Feel very welcome.
Yeah. The one thing that I was telling a friend of mine the other day is it's just funny when you, the things you haven't done that you want to do. But I got to work it out. I can call you. I know you can do it. I want to go on an aircraft carrier.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
I just want to see one. I just want to be on it. You know what I mean? It doesn't have
absolutely.
To be. Yeah, you know. Because that's a moving country.
Yes. Well, if you can manage that, I volunteer to go and take a picture of you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's take another caller. Let's go to Harold. Harold, hi. How you doing?
Hey, Cliff.
How you doing, sir?
I just wanted to call in and give a shout out to the legacy of Jesse Brown.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. He was behind me at Hyde Park High School. I graduated in 61.
Okay.
And he was behind me, and I got to know him a little bit thereafter because he approached me about how he looked up to me. And I wasn't even aware of what he was talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line was his personality was so introspective, wise, and focused, even back then, before he even became to be who he was. And then later in life, we had a couple other opportunities to really embrace one another.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a beautiful human being. I just want people to know how beautiful Jesse Brown was and how, from a quiet position and serving America, he gained that kind of power from Hyde Park High School, out of Hyde Park, a Southside Chicago kid.
What was he as fast a runner as I believe you are? Is this the Harold that I'm speaking to?
No, I was never a runner. I'm Harold Lucas. I'm a community organizing guy, impresario. And
I thought you did that too. Okay, all right.
Clubs and all kind of stuff like that.
But I know that,
we had some clever stuff coming out of Hyde Park, right?
Oh, I know that.
And so,
sure.
And he was a younger guy, and he just came up to me. He introduced himself to me.
Okay.
That's the irony of it, right?
I got you.
At high school, just after high school level. We became friends after high school level, and I followed his career all the way through. I mean, just a great human being. You know how somebody just, from that young age, that's who this guy was.
That's
God
wonderful.
Bless him and his whole family and those who serve America in the military.
Appreciate you, Harold. Thank you so much for your call. That's great, isn't it? Yeah. It's really interesting that, you know, there are folks who have done so much for so many, and that's why Veterans Day is so important. Yeah. Thanks, Harold. Before that, you said you can work out me getting on an aircraft carrier.
Oh, I don't know whether I can work that out.
Oh, okay.
No. If you can work it out, I will be there with you. How's
okay,
that?
All right. Okay.
I volunteered to take the picture.
Okay. I don't know why I've always wanted to do that. You know, and you see those planes take off, and particularly with the propulsions now, you know.
Well, the size of those.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And, of course, they say there's a whole lot of planes on the bottom of Lake Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Because they had some, not real carriers, but they had put carrier decks on regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And they were teaching during World War II, teaching the carrier pilots how to land. And, of course, a lot of them didn't know when they ended up with the plane down. They saved the pilots, of course, but, you know. So that's a very
Yeah, got
very
one chance.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Give us a closing word, Mark McGill.
Well, I would like to to all of our veterans, just every day, thank you. And just know that the employees at Jesse Brown and the programs at Jesse Brown, those are for you. And so if you haven't been there, stop by. And, we've talked about all the services that are available. We've talked about some subjects that a lot of times people don't want to talk about. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But those need to be part of our conversation. And so for you employees at Jesse Brown and for folks that are out in the community, thank a veteran every day. Find an opportunity to thank a veteran and just for your freedom.
You're doing a great job, which you are going to continue to do because we're going to be inviting you back, as you know that. And the thing that you always put out there, you don't have to have a problem to come to Jesse Brown.
Absolutely.
If you have a problem, yes, but you don't have to have a problem. You can just be there, and people will treat you like you're at home.
Be there.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Happy Veterans Day.
All right.
Happy Veterans Day.
That's a great gentleman. 4:30, stay with us. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org. Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the American Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlement. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services.
We're located at 7907 South Racine in Chicago, Illinois.
And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.